I'll have to deport him.
I will go home.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'll tell you what, Norman. Take these out, pass them around. I'll be out there in a minute and I'll see if they leave nice and quietly.
No. That could be dangerous.
Remember, I worked my way through school as a bouncer. Believe me, Norman, there's nobody I can't handle. Hi. We were just talking about you. Hi, pal. Having a nice time, are you?
You were speaking of danger.
Danger? No, did you say anything about danger?
I said that it was dangerous. I mean, the meatballs. You take one, you have to take another. They just grow on you.
Yeah, wait till you sink your chops into one of these.
Carried him by their arms, and he was sparred to the top of the stadium. It was a big stadium, and the platform was out on second base, and the people were standing thick all the way to the stadium and all the way up the stadium. And far to the top of the stadium is where they carried him and set him down. There he heard and listened. I never knew he was there. There were thousands of people there. And as we preached, then when I got to the end of the message, and led the people in a prayer for salvation, he repeated that prayer and accepted the Lord Jesus as his Savior. And then we prayed for the sick. We asked the Lord to come in his power and to come over that great multitude of people, to send his Holy Spirit like a great breath across that great multitude, and to send his healing angels among them. And we prayed. And as we prayed, God did that. Then when we finished praying, I told that multitude of people, I said, now, if you believe that God has heard our prayer, you must act like it. If you believe that God has healed you, act like you believe it. Put your faith into action. Begin to do what you couldn't do before. If you could not use your arm, then use your arm now. Do your best to use it. Keep trying to use it. By faith in God that he's heard your prayer and that he's healing you. And then I said, if you could not walk, get up on your feet and walk. Do what you couldn't do before. If you can barely walk, get up and walk. Do all you can do. Walk in Jesus' name. A policeman was standing by Juan Santos. As he was sitting there on the ground, he tried to get up. Nothing happened. But he kept believing. He tried again. Nothing happened. The policeman reached down and said, Juan, in the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk right now, brother, right now, brother. The Lord is with us right now. And he took Juan by the hand and put him to his feet. And those crippled legs went free. And Juan said, I thought I was 10 feet tall. All these years, he had walked on the ground. He said, I felt I was 10 feet tall, swaying in the breeze as I began to walk. And those legs that had been dead walked and carried him. 3 days it was before he could get to the platform to testify. There were so many each day. And there multitude and gave his testimony. What a testimony it was. He was healed. He was well. His legs were whole. One Sunday, in the town of Ponce, a living testimony throughout Puerto Rico. My friends, Jesus has not changed.
What he did then, he will do today. If thou canst only believe, all things are possible.
Say amen if you believe it.
Are you kidding? You mean you want to walk 50 blocks?
This is a bad night for muggers.
I mean, I've been through a real experience, man. I'm dead, you know what I mean?
Okay, now. Where can I, where can I take you guys?
International Trade Center.
Yeah, okay.
I said it was going to be hard to swallow.
Show us to the transmitter.
If you don't get on that plane, Victor, they're all gone.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
So much, please let me help you.
Victor, listen to him. This is your friend talking, Victor. We're all your friends. We're your family now.
Good. Goodbye.
You try to fool us. You make us to think you will walk out those doors, that you'll fight with them. Why don't you fight?
The war is over.
Then go. Get lost. Get lost. Go home and tell them you never met him. You come this close to America, but you don't have the courage to go from here to here. You are a coward.
The plane sometime.
You are a coward. You are a coward! You make me sick!
What's wrong with you, man? Settle down. Looking all around, looking at me like I'm... Look at me. Come on, look at me. There's something you should know.
This is the continuation of the message from Side One.
A poor man, a nobleman, heard of Jesus.
alive. So fragile. It's okay. You're not gonna have to cry much longer. We really should be going. It's amazing how the neck can support that much weight.
Shakira! Honey! Let's go! I gotta show you something.
Okay!
Yeah, come on.
Give me a moment.
Thank you. burnt toasters.
Thank you.
going for the front door. He's going out to the city.
What? Oh, my.
Absolutely. Hey, on behalf of the Discovery Store, I want to give you this little blue squishy. You squish it. It's good luck. Is it though, camera? Doesn't it?
I don't know where you're going, Victor, but these will keep your feet warm when you get there.
Everybody in position?
We're here.
That's it. Secure the door.
It's yellow. It's my favorite color. So you always have...
Take him, Judge. Or something. I mean, you know, something to be worked out.
Hold it, Victor. Take it easy. You see those doors? Those are the entry doors to New York City, to the United States of America. Turn around. It's snowing in the city, and you're gonna need that. Good luck.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! No, no!
I'm gonna miss you.
Try not to get stuck wherever you're going.
Arrest him! Arrest him! God!
Lexington. Please take the one-way expressway to Queensboro Bridge. It's faster than BQE.
Where are you from?
Krakow, Victor Novorsky.
I'm Gora, Albania.
Oh, when you come to New York?
Oof. Thursday.
exit have a piece of every vehicle? Sir?
.530 from Tokyo, just landed. Got two planes on the tarmac, Barcelona on approach. The night is young and 1,500 people are headed our way. Everybody inside. Everybody inside, come on.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Are you checking in, sir?
No, no, I don't check in. I want to go to this place, please.
Oh, the lobby lounge is right around the corner, sir. They have happy hour specials and live music every night. Do you like jazz?
All floors above this floor are closed to the public. Access is by special key only. You will find further information on the control panel.
Give me any of that toast pipe stuff. Find me something I can blow up.
Collision caused. This asteroid storm appears to be bound together by an electromagnetic energy vortex.
Top floor in just a minute.
Radio station's on the 70th floor. The ascension tube's over here.
It's this way.
What is it? Why have we stopped?
I don't know.
All floors above this floor are closed to the public. Access is by special key only. You will find further information on the control panel.
The monitor's off.
The monitor's
off. Yeah. So we should hear the bass all right with the cymbals.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could use
the piano's okay.
A little bit more bass.
A little more bass in the monitor. Yeah. Mm. Okay, I guess they'll get it.
We're on the same mix.
Let's do Killer Joe. It worked all right last night, so we'll try. Oh, just, yes.
Thank you.
What the cadets gonna do? Charge must be warned to cooperate. Their well-being is completely in your hands.
Yeah, well, tell them.
Tell whom?
The machines. You see, when I go off the air, the rest of the night is fully automated, and the machines do it all until 6 o'clock in the morning. The music we play is on this machine, and when the record finishes, that machine comes on. Wolfman reminded you that these late great sounds coming your way on the mighty WQSL, 150,000 watts of magic. And now, a quick bit of information for all you night cats.
WQSL weather check for New York City tomorrow shows a high of 78 degrees Fahrenheit, 26 degrees Celsius. And now back to the Wolfman.
Hey, hey, hey! Ow! This
very
is the
impressive.
Number one. The sounds of my life.
Someday you Earth people will come to understand just how unimportant you are to running a truly efficient society.
You Earth people.
Where is your input terminal? We have a signal to transmit.
Vroom. 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 Vroom.
We will need the emergency homing device.
Hey, that's expensive stuff.
Mr. America was born in the city across the harbor from New York, Brooklyn. When he was 8, he looked 5. So you can see how small he really was. His mother was a slight fanatic who fed him yogurt all the time, and nothing ever happened. Even when he was 13, he still looked 5. He hadn't grown an inch. Anywhere. The boys wouldn't play with him, and the girls couldn't. So his mother took him to Dr. Klautzer. He was a great big nothing. but had written an inspiring book called How to Live Younger and Look Longer. Dr. Clauser took a casual glimpse at the kid and said to get dates, lift weight. The doctor always spoke in slogans, which made any answer impractical. But when the future Mr. America left the doctor's office, he felt a great weight had been lifted off him. And indeed it had, because Dr. Clauser always set on his patients. Mr. America was now growing by leaps and bounds, but he was still desperate. So he thought he'd take up something else. So he bought himself a copy of Force and Power, the magazine for muscle men and retired virgins. And every day he sweated and strained, curled and pressed, pressed and curled. And soon his muscles bulged. And in no time at all he was fit for the road. Now he got himself greased and properly oiled and started on a tour of the country. Gasping judges made him a mister of every state, including Texas. And by September, he was ready for the big Madison Square Garden contest. Hundreds of plate lights were gleaming on hundreds of practically naked bodies. It was the greasiest crew you'd ever seen. Just a bunch of slippery extroverts. Step forward for his big chance. The crowd roared. Flash bulbs went off. It was bedlam until one of the most famous female judges in the world.
Can I do it a little later? We have to get started now. Just a minute.
I will wait.
Okay. Okay.
Where you want to go?
I am going home.
Masterpiece. superb Latissimus Dorsey. I crown you in the name of all the judges, Mr. America of 1954. And entre nous, I'll see you later in the locker room. I suppose it's where the story should end, but there is more. Then Miss Peek went down to the locker room, laid a heavy hand on Mr. America's wet back. Arturo Antipasto. Arturo Antipasto. I personally guarantee that you will remain on top for one.